Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Why You Should Never Enter Sales. I'm Frederick, your host, and today we are delving into the fascinating world of the psychology of selling. Strap in, because we're about to uncover some powerful insights that could revolutionize the way you approach sales. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of cognitive biases, let's take a moment to understand why they matter in sales. Cognitive biases are like little shortcuts in our brain's wiring that can influence our decision-making process. They're the quirks that make us human, but they can also trip us up if we are not aware of them. Now, picture this. You are sitting across from a potential client, trying to persuade them to choose your product or service. Who hasn't been in that situation? Understanding how their mind works can give you a massive advantage in this scenario. That's where cognitive biases come into play. One of the most powerful biases to be aware of is the anchoring effect. This bias occurs when people rely too heavily on the first piece of information they receive, which is the anchor, when making decisions. In sales, this can manifest as setting a high initial price or presenting a premium option first to make other options seem more appealing. Now, let's talk about the scarcity effect. This bias kicks in when people perceive something as more valuable simply because it's rare or in limited supply. In sales, creating a sense of urgency or scarcity around your product or service can motivate potential customers to take action more quickly. Another crucial bias to understand is the halo effect. This bias occurs when your overall impression of a person, a brand, or product influences your perception of their specific traits or characteristics. In sales, building a strong personal brand or company reputation can create a positive halo effect that makes potential customers more inclined to trust and buy from you. But wait, there is more. Let's not forget about confirmation bias. This sneaky little bias rears its head when people seek out information that confirms their existing beliefs while ignoring or dismissing evidence that contradicts them. In sales, this means that customers may be more receptive to information that aligns with their preconceived notions,